way, however you might feel about what happened here, how do you feel about what the justice system was able to do?
Well, through this whole process, I've been absolutely nonplussed about the judgment system as far as the way certain people wield it. I'm sorry, our local DA, Sim Gill, went about it incorrectly. His prosecution team, at the end of the day, knew their witnesses were liars. They knew Mark Sisson Jensen was a committed fraudster and that he changed his testimony multiple times. They knew he was going to testify about Hughes, and yet they let him do it anyway. I mean, I expected that from someone like Mark Jensen, but not from a prosecuting team. So that was disappointing. But at the end of the day, we have a jury system, and that worked. And I'm grateful for that.
Are you and Mr. Swallow left with enormous legal fees even after being acquitted and, in your case, having the charges dropped?
Absolutely. Mine are in excess of $1 million. I can only imagine John's are higher than that because it's very expensive to take three lawyers through a month of trial. And so he had I'm sure, more than $1 million. He's won now. State law says that the state has to pay his attorney's fees. In my case, they dismissed before I got a chance to have a judge dismiss it or a jury acquit me. So I'm out trying to find a way to have to put my life back together and pay those as well as reestablish. I mean, you can only imagine what impact this last 4 years has had on attorneys, John and I, our ability to maintain a living for our families. And that's what happens when things like this go awry. And I know people comment and everything. The bottom line is nobody knows the whole truth. Nobody ever heard it until now. The jury heard it. They heard both sides. And so ultimately the truth will out, and I'm grateful for the media, you guys and others who were going to let us get the truth out there and answer people's questions.
Yeah, Mark, I know it's obviously been a very, very difficult time for both you and John here. But, as you kind of alluded to a little bit, looking back, I mean, this has been years in the process. Now, we've been talking about this for many, many years, and, your guys' both your careers here in the state of Utah essentially were just done, just like that, like completely finished. So how are you supposed to try to get back onto the treadmill again and go out and make something happen for you and your family?
Yeah, someone once said, "Where do I go to apply now to get my reputation back?" Because particularly today, with you can't take back off the internet for 4 years. I mean, I lost my job 4 years ago because of news stories. Before this had progressed very far, but just because of the news stories went out, my firm that I'd waited, served public for a long time, and finally could try to take care of my family, let me go. So all you do is you move forward. I started a couple of businesses. I'm sure John has people supporting around him, and we'll move forward. Frankly, I don't know what John's going to do, but I believe I have to go out there and hold the county and the state and the federal government, the FBI, accountable. And so, in that kind of a civil rights lawsuit, that'll be more of an opportunity to get the truth out.
So you'll sue the county? And the other thing I wanted to ask you, Mark, is what comes to your mind when I ask you, what did you want to say to us when the trial was going on that you couldn't say that you might be able to say now?
Well, there's so much out there. I mean, for all those years, there was one side of the story, and I don't fault the media for that. The prosecution in this case, the team, they leaked their search warrant affidavits, and we point out fact after fact in search warrant affidavits that once we saw the evidence were outright perjured statements. We could compare them to the interviews of certain witnesses they quoted and they misquoted deliberately in a search warrant affidavit. So tell the truth about that. And the big one was everybody heard so much from Mark Sisson Jensen, the convicted fraudster, making up stories about extortion and bribery and shakedowns and all these things he made up. And we can prove it because for 3 years sitting in prison, after we put him in prison, he didn't have any of that story. It all was made up after a phone call that he had with a City Weekly reporter, and I've got him on the jailhouse tape. I could play it for anybody. I may play it for Doug Wright today, saying, "I am going to get vengeance. I am going to get these guys back," and we can show the pattern exactly what happened next, sending his supporter and friend in to meet with Sim Gill and start telling lies. And that can all be proven by the facts we have in our hands.
And you mentioned vengeance. Is a civil lawsuit around the corner for you?
It is, and I don't feel vengeful, but I know what this did to me and my family. I mean, I still have a traumatized daughter who had four officers with vests and guns point guns at her in her bathroom and yell at her. and march her down the hall with her guns pointed at her. I mean, if they'll do that to me, and they'll do it to anybody, and I didn't expect special treatment because of, I was attorney general at one time, but they know me. They know that I am not a danger or a threat, and by the way, they knew I wasn't there. So if something like that happens, it can happen to other people. This can happen to other people. And until you hold them accountable for it, it won't stop. So it's not about vengeance. It's about, you know, it's about justice at the end of the day and making sure things like this don't happen again.
Right, Mark. We'll look forward.